Welcome to the Tap Line from Virginia Beer Wholesalers Association. Subscribe in your favorite podcast player to get our episodes as they're released.
Hello, everyone. Jeff Kelly with the Virginia Beer Wholesalers Association. Today on the show, we've got outgoing Virginia House of Delegates member Mike Mullen, who is joining VBWA as the organization's first in-house attorney. Mike's going to talk to us about his 7 years in the General Assembly, his time as a criminal defense and family law attorney. We'll learn all about his first orders of business here at the Beer Wholesalers Association, and we'll even talk about our shared love of Batman and learn what he and wife Rebecca are watching these days on TV. So stick around and enjoy Mike Mullen. Mike, so again, thanks for joining us. Tell us, you know, I'm talking to you here. It's almost mid-October. I guess you can count this as mid-October. You're just a few weeks away from your end of 7 years in the General Assembly. How are things wrapping up there for you?
Well, you know, Jeff, it's a race to finish, be able to accomplish so much. You know, been incredibly grateful for all the wonderful people that we've had an opportunity to work with over the last 7 years. We've accomplished a great deal. And, you know, today we were in Hampton to unveil the first of what will be at least 60 roadside markers that you'll start to see blossoming across the Commonwealth, commemorating sites that were mentioned in the Green Book. As many of your listeners may be aware, the Green Book was a book for African-American travelers that let them know safe places to be able to stop for food or for gas during Wow. Jim Crow. And so there are about 370 plus sites in Virginia that were mentioned in the Green Book.
Wow.
And only about 60 of them are still standing that we're aware of right now. And so we're going to be putting up roadside markers for those 60. And researchers at the University of Virginia are going to be finding the other 310 Wow. so we can put up markers for those as well.
What do these 60 look like exactly? Are these like, are these structures or what are they?
So sometimes they're gas stations, sometimes they're homes, sometimes they're like where we're at today was Bayshore Beach, which was one of the most popular beach and resorts for African Americans. Some of the most prominent singers and songwriters in the country, Ella Fitzgerald, for example, came and sang there. There were a huge number of artists who came to Bayshore for the better part of 100 years. And so that was one of the first places that we want to be able to commemorate and put a mark on.
That's cool. Will we, is there a link online where people can go and see all this stuff?
Yes, absolutely. So the Department of Historic Resources has a website that they've developed where you're going to be able to start seeing all of the markers, where they are, and a little bit of history about each one of the sites.
Wow, that's cool. Well, a very noteworthy project as you roll off your 7 years in the General Assembly and join the Virginia Beer Wholesalers Association. So welcome almost aboard to that.
Well, couldn't be more excited. You know, the Beer Wholesalers is one of the best organizations in the Commonwealth. I couldn't be more grateful to be here and part of the team.
Yeah, yeah. What led you to beer? I know you've got a relationship with Phil Boykin and Kelly over there. Why did you decide to move into an in-house role, go to a trade association after your time?
Over the past 7 years, I've had a great opportunity to be able to work with Phil and with Kelly. And they are two of the best people that I've had a chance to work with. And I wanted an opportunity to be able to continue to do that. But more than anything, I'm excited to be able to work with a group of men and women like the wholesalers because, you know, these are family-owned businesses. These are organizations that are employing so many men and women across the Commonwealth. These are opening new opportunities for new business, opening new opportunities for new employment. This is a really cool growing part of Virginia right now. And I wanted to be a part of it. The alcohol space is one of the fastest growing in the retail space in Virginia and across the United States. It's also really interesting as an attorney as well. I love the chance to be able to work with Kevin, who's been an amazing attorney for the wholesalers for a number of years.
Kevin McNally, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Kevin is honestly one of the smartest lawyers I've ever had a chance to be able to know and meet, and to be able to work with him and learn from him is going to be a really fun opportunity.
What, 7 years in the House of Delegates, you passed something about what, about 40 bills. You served on several committees. What would you say is kind of your secret to success for getting those bills passed in such a complex political environment?
Well, you've got to work in a bipartisan way. If you just tried to force things in one party at a time, you're never going to be able to be successful. And I think that's something that the wholesalers have always worked in. You plan ahead, sometimes years in advance. You recognize when there is an issue that needs to be worked on, and you gather everybody around the table long ahead of time. You start talking about what the problem is, what's the best way to be able to solve it, and you really get a community of engagement. If you just start to tell people from the very beginning, here's my way or the highway, you're not going to get a lot of things accomplished. In fact, you're probably going to make a lot more enemies than friends. And so passing bills is about bringing everybody around the table. And I think the wholesalers, Phil in particular, has known that from the very beginning. And
Yeah.
that's why there's been so much success there. And I think that's the one of the things that I've been able to do.
When we were up there in January for the with the wholesalers, I know we met with Don Scott, who mentioned, something like 90% of the bills that go through receive unanimous support, which kind of, I think it opened everyone's eyes there because all we read about is the more divisive things. Do you find that true? Are you reaching across, are most people reaching across the aisles on the majority of bills? And why is it those ones that make everything seem so divisive?
I gotta disagree with my good friend Don there. I think it's probably higher than 90%. I think it's maybe even more like 95% of the things that we do in the General Assembly are bipartisan in nature. We keep a river between us and Washington, D.C. for a reason. The biggest differences that you see in the General Assembly, more often than not, are regional. They're not partisan. They might be rural versus urban, or Northern Virginia versus Richmond versus Hampton Roads versus Southwest Virginia. Those are the kinds of differences that you see popping up a lot more than Republican versus Democrat. Those few issues that do pop up are usually the same ones that you read about over and over and over again in the newspaper. Those sort of social issues that you kind of already know about that are divisive nationally. And most of those bills don't really pass anyway. They're sort of things that you read about in a brochure come November election time. But most of the job of the General Assembly is about passing a budget, about appointing judges, making sure that we have good schools, we have great roads, we have make sure that we're always the number one state to be doing business. And that's why we're there. We're only there for at most about 60 days anyway. So we're trying to do this in a bipartisan way. And I think Don's totally right about that.
Yeah, for sure. What your career has been as a, do we just characterize as family law, criminal defense, right? And then obviously you've spent 7 years in the General Assembly, which is a lot more regulatory, a lot more reading of laws. Did your time in the General Assembly kind of push you to move into more of a regulatory space with VBWA? Was that your interest? What kind of made you want to switch specialties, if you will?
Well, a lot of my time as an attorney has been in the courtroom, and I've certainly loved that. But a lot of my time in the General Assembly has been more on a regulatory end, being a member of the Commerce and Energy Committee, being a member of the Courts Committee, really focusing on sort of a regulatory space has been something that I've taken a great deal of interest in and really a lot of enjoyment. And transitioning into that over the next few years is something I'm really excited about. Not a lot of people do this kind of work, and It's so vitally important to our industry, especially when you see so much change coming nationally. And you want to make sure that, you know, our three-tiered system is protected here in Virginia. We have a great system, and we want to make sure that it continues for years and years to come.
Have you, you know, obviously you're going to start, you know, I know you're going on paternity leave for a bit, but when you come in, have you thought about maybe what your first order of business is once you hit the ground in Richmond?
You got to work hand in hand with an amazing CEO and president like Phil. We listen to our members first and foremost. And, you know, what we're thinking about is what is happening in so many other states right now. You have a lot of what I would say are bad pieces of legislation that are popping up in other states right now. We want to be making sure that they don't come here to Virginia. And so a lot of what I'm going to be doing is monitoring what's happening in other states, bring that to our members, making sure they're aware of what's happening across the rest of the U.S. so that we can be aware and prepared for what might happen nationally in case that ever comes here to Virginia.
I want to also say, you know, you've opened up a lot personally online. And I also know you all have been coping with the loss of your son back in February. So we did want to ask, you know, how are you all doing?
Well, thank you for asking, because our community and the love of so many have held us up here. And we could not be more grateful for all of our friends and loved ones who've been holding us up over the course of this past year.
Well, you know what? You and I just met, but, you know, when I saw the news back in February, you know, you had our thoughts here in Richmond, and I know it's been amazing to watch the community rally around you. So we're all here for you, Mike.
Well, we couldn't be more grateful for that, and I appreciate it, Jeff.
Finally, I want to end on another note. At least your Facebook page lists you as an unabashed Batman obsessive. That makes two of us here on this call. I don't have it in front of me, but
there you go. This just means you have good taste.
That's right. I do have the Lego Batmobile in my office right now. I'll send you a picture later. But so what era of Batman for you?
So, you know, I got to say that I came up on Batman the Animated Series.
Wow. Okay.
Which I still think is one of the best representations of Batman ever. So once I get settled into the new office, I think
it's like that 90s era.
Yeah, that 90s
okay.
era.
Yeah, I do
Batman,
enjoy it.
Sort of a sort of a more mature version of Batman that you started seeing in the mid 90s. Once you come by the office and once I get settled, I'm going to have a couple of those figurines that are going to be
great.
Up on the
cool.
mantle. So come on by. Hopefully the members will check it out too.
We'll share Batman resources.
I love it.
But I also wanted to ask you too, this is a question I love asking is, you know, what kind of content are you consuming these days? Do you enjoy, you know, watching things for fun or for entertainment? What are your recommendations out there right now?
Okay. All right. So
here we go.
Big thing that everybody needs to be watching, obviously, the Great British Bake Off, you know, Great British Baking Show. So. You know, we are in week three right now.
Wow.
Really love that. My wife and I watch that every Friday on Netflix.
Good.
There's been a lot of rhubarb hate right now on that.
I have
show.
Read a lot of that.
So, yeah, I'm not liking that. Right. So I'm a big baker myself. And so
I don't know that I can bring to mind the taste of rhubarb.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm a big baker myself, so I'd be happy to, you know, make up a rhubarb pie for you at some point.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Yep, that's right. And then if you ever have a chance to jump on over to Hulu and watch The Bear.
Oh,
have you ever
yes.
watched that?
My wife and I finished season two and then started back on season one. So it's amazing. It is.
You're a better man because of it. It is one of the best television shows of the last decade.
Edge of your seat. And I would, hey, how about this reference? Opening song season two, Bruce Hornsby in your district. Did you notice that?
I know. I did notice that. And, you know,
nailed it.
Bruce and his wife are fantastic. In fact, you know, Bruce's wife is an extraordinary photographer herself.
She is.
She's traveled the world and is an amazing person.
Yes.
So I could not speak more highly of both of the Hornsbys.
They're great. another connection. My parents lived above or below them in their first apartment here in Richmond. And so they have known the Hornsbys for several years. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So I stepped foot. I saw his Grammys once. So yeah, it's been a long time.
They were kind enough to host a couple of fundraisers for me over the course of the few years.
It was a killer intro on season two. So, well, hey, Mike.
Right?
Yeah. They nailed it. They nailed it. So, Mike, perfect. Hey, anything else you want to add on beer, on life, on General Assembly? So we appreciate you joining us.
Well, I could not be more grateful. I'm looking forward to hitting the ground running with the beer wholesalers. This is going to be a great start to the new year.
It's a fun time. And at the end of the day, even as serious as it is, it's still beer. So it's fun.
It is. And isn't that the best thing in the world?
That's right. Well, cheers, Mike. I appreciate it.
Cheers. Sláinte.